This is Here and Now. An Israeli civilian was killed today by rocket fire from the Gaza Strip. Israeli police say this is the first Israeli fatality in a week of fighting between Israel and Hamas militants in Gaza. Palestinian officials say that at least 192 people have been killed by Israeli airstrikes so far. And there had been hope today that an Egyptian-brokered ceasefire would halt the fighting, but that deal quickly fell apart. The BBC's Rushdie Al-Bulouf joins us from Gaza City. And Rushdie, we understand that Israel had stopped firing rockets into Gaza for about 6 hours today, but then started up again. Tell us more about what's going on.
Since the 9 o'clock in the morning until like 4 in the afternoon, there was no Israeli airstrikes or any kind of that. But Palestinian faction said it from early in the morning very clear that they are rejecting the Egyptian proposal for ceasefire because, as they said, does not meet the expectation and the blood of the what they call the martyr and the people who were killed in that conflict. So after 4 o'clock in the evening Gaza time, the fighting start again. And Israel hit 9 different targets, according to security sources and witnesses. Some of them is building belong to Hamas, and some is the rocket launching sites. One of the hospitals in Khan Yunis, in the south of Gaza Strip, said that 77 years old man was killed. Still not confirmed by the Ministry of Health. So the number of deaths is 192, and about 1,400 people were injured.
Now, we have some tape of a spokesman for Hamas speaking to the BBC. Let's listen to what he says.
We need all our conditions to be met before we accept any ceasefire. The Israeli announcement of unilaterally stopping the fighting doesn't mean anything for us, because what we are demanding is not just an end to the fighting, but also an end to the unjust situation that we live under.
So Rushdie, what exactly does Hamas want? And is there any indication at all that Israel would agree to Hamas's desires?
I think the main challenge and obstacle will be is that Hamas, for the first time, is demanding a ceasefire that will include East Jerusalem and West Bank. And that is something Hamas and Israel never negotiated before. And I don't think Israel will accept even to speak or negotiate something like that, because Israel believes the problem is in Gaza with Hamas, and they have to solve it with the people in Gaza. Hamas is very clear. They said they are not going to accept what we call the ceasefire proposal by Egypt. And one of the spokesmen go even far and did that Hamas have never received the proposal from the Egyptian, and they heard about this from the media. Islamic Jihad said they have received the proposal, but they said they can't accept the proposal after about more than 100 people were killed. So this proposal is not met all the conditions and the demands by the resistance, which clearly is all the faction, Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and all of the faction. They said they need Israel to lift the blockade and open all the border crossing with Egypt and Israel. This is the main issue. And also, Hamas is demanding the release of all the people who got arrested in the West Bank during the Israeli operation of searching for the 3 Israeli teenagers who were abducted and then murdered and found their bodies in one of their places next to the Hebron in the West Bank.
Now, Rushdie, Egypt, of course, brokered the last ceasefire agreement in 2012. The country's under different leadership now with President al-Sisi, who doesn't necessarily have the most positive view of Hamas, and Hamas doesn't necessarily trust him either. Is that part of the problem here?
Yes, of course. The Egyptian regime now is considered Hamas as a terrorist organization. exactly how, in the same standard, they treat the Muslim Brotherhood. In 2012 war, we have seen the Egyptian Prime Minister visiting Gaza, going to the main hospital and trying to kiss the head of one of the children who were killed in a famous picture. He was crying in the front of the cameras. The Egyptian intelligence were working around the clock to find and broker the deal. This time, after 8 days or 9 days of the fighting, Egypt officially did not yet contacted Hamas in regard to the ceasefire agreement. It's completely different this time after the collapse of the Muslim Brotherhood regime in Egypt and with the bad relation with the President Sisi now.
And Rushdie, if Egypt is so compromised in terms of its ability to deal with Hamas today, who does that leave as a possible intermediary to broker any kind of ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas?
Hamas is left with very few friends in the region. After the political leader of Hamas, Khaled Mashal, has left Syria, the only people who are became still friend with Hamas or having relation with Hamas is Qatar and Erdogan in Turkey. So one of these people should play a role, because they have relation with Israel and they have relation with Hamas. The problem is that the Egyptian intelligence, they were all the time in a very good relation with Hamas, and they have all the details, they have all the contacts in the ground, not only with Hamas but even with all the Palestinian militants faction. And if they decide to go and do serious effort, I think they can contact even the military level of Hamas and try to convince them to do that. Now, whether Egypt has decided yet to do it or not, I think we are going to wait and we are going to observe what is going on in the coming 48 hours to see whether Egypt will change its position, or Turkish can push for something, or the Qatari can put another initiative. Otherwise, I think the things will go to more and more escalation, and Israel might do a ground operation.
The BBC's Rushdie Abuolov speaking to us from Gaza City. Rushdie, many thanks to you.
Not at all.
This is Here and Now.